But as for now,
Yeah.
as an adult, I really don't need to make any more friends because I've got enough. I'm not out here to make friends.
Fam, you're preaching. You're actually preaching, honestly. It's like it's not the same, but I think it's because the environment is also not the same. It's like you're not a uni, you're not meant to do certain things, though people still keep to themselves, but it's really different.
I am Daniel Itomi, your host, and welcome to the 20-something Experience podcast, where we listen and learn from the lives and experiences of young adults across the world.
So for today's episode, I have a special guest. She's a very, very, very good friend of mine. We went to uni together, and she has a really amazing podcast called The One Podcast. Aki, introduce yourself. Well, I said her name, but yeah.
Hi guys, my name's Aki, and yeah, me and Daniel know each other from university. I love making his life miserable. I always harass him, you know, even at university,
true,
I'd be harassing
true.
Him, you know, it was, you know, he's a great guy, and I have so much love for you, Daniel.
Oh, thank you. Tell us a bit about your podcast.
So I have a podcast and it's called The One Podcast, and I started it during lockdown in the UK. So that was round about like I don't remember when it was, but it feels like it feels too long anyway. But
yeah.
I did it during coronavirus time, and it's mainly about everything and anything. There's no filter to any conversation, and our conversations have no limits. So we try to, whoever comes on to my podcast, it's, the conversation in itself is unique. We try to stretch to our limits and go as far as we can to share our experience and to share the knowledge that we may have, or whatever conversation it might be, topic. It could be about, you know, relationships, depression, anxiety, mental health, you know, it could be like work, skincare, makeup,
yeah,
whatever it is. So it's a very, you know, I would like to say it's unique to me because every conversation is different. And also I mainly try to target some of my conversations towards South Asian community as well, because obviously being Bengali and being
yeah.
Asian, you know, there's a lot of things that are not spoken about. And I feel like it's nice to reach out to people if they feel like they want to talk about something, but they don't have the platform to talk about it. So,
yeah,
you know, it's nice to be able to reach out in a different type of way. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's really good. It's an amazing podcast, and she's an amazing host as well. And I was on an episode of her podcast, and I'll put the link to the Instagram account where you can find the link to the podcast in the comments of the this episode's post. So you guys should definitely check it out. I recommend it.
Thank you.
But yeah, for today's episode, we're speaking about friendships, good old friendships. Who doesn't love a friendship?
Yeah, I love a friendship.
But you know what? Yeah, I think you don't really like, obviously, a lot of people kind of like, quote unquote, see life early. But for me, like, I never really had genuine friendship issues till uni, until like after uni. Because typically my character is like, I just, like, you can ask any of my friends, I just avoid conflict. I avoid like issues. I try, and when I, because I think it's, maybe it's a special sense, maybe it's just being aware, or sometimes just being lucky, I kind of can tell when an awkward moment is about to happen. So I usually, like, when I mean avoid, I don't mean run away, but in the sense that you either like apologize early, or you address the issue early rather than letting it kind of escalate. But one issue that you kind of, it just happened, was like bad friendships. And Aki and I went to the same uni, and we kind of had like circles of friendships that intertwined. And literally there was, I can't remember the details, but there was a 3-week period where literally shit hit the fan.
on all
sides.
Yeah, I think even me and you had a little bit of a disagreement, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah. exactly. Aki and I, we had like our issues as well, and it's like, and I think we'll definitely speak about that later on in the episode.
Yeah,
and it's like it kind of makes me think, because now I'm like when I speak to my girlfriend, I always tell her that like my cup is full when it comes to quote unquote socializing, because I'm not particularly looking for more friends because I have so many people that I trust.
We may not even
be in the same country. We may not even be in the same circle, but like I have so many good friends. And love, you see it online where people are like, oh, keep your circle small. You can't trust people. Like the most dangerous people are the people close to you. And I'm wondering, like, why, like Aki, like, why do you think so many friendships fail so often nowadays?
I think it's weird that we're having this conversation because not long ago, you know, I had a close group of friends with me and we've known each other for so long. And we was it's a big group, six of us, you know, and it's girls, all girls. And I feel like as time went by, where I've known them for so young, this is like going on to your the statement that you made, which is why I think it's because people are too comfortable and they forget that you as a friend are still you're still a person and you're evolving and changing as you grow older. We're still growing. Yeah. We're still changing. We change our, you know, our perspective on certain things. We don't have the same ideologies anymore. We basically outgrow one another. And I think that's okay. And I think that's healthy as well when you outgrow certain things because you know you're growing into a different person. If you don't outgrow certain things and habits, then you're always going to be stuck at that same age where they've known you. So just say, for example, I know someone since I was 11 and now I'm 25 and they're still going to be having that perception that I'm still going to be that, you know, that person from 11 to, you know, like whatever I'm still going to have all this free time and I'm still going to be tolerating bad behavior, you know, the disrespect or, you know, like the snarky comments and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the problem because because we're friends with them and we give them a different pedestal and a different platform in our life, they cross their limits and boundaries and we don't draw them.
True.
So once we draw those limits and boundaries, we are the bad people. We're the bad people because then they're just like, well, hold on a minute. You was okay with this type of behavior before. So how comes you're not okay with it now? Well, I'm not the same person that you met when I was 16, 18. Now I'm 25 now. I'm a grown-ass woman. You know what I mean? Like, it's the truth because I'm 25. I'm a grown-ass woman. I want, you know, like, I want different things in my life now. I have a different perspective. And life has changed me as well. So much shit happens to us as we're growing up. Like, especially when we were at university. I can't lie. I feel like university, we all went through a turbulent time within ourselves, like, talking, like, mental health-wise. And the fact that we were trying to figure out who we was. And we had stuff going on at home. We had stuff going on at uni. We had stuff going on our personal life, our love lives. And we're trying to like adjust to all these changes as well as doing a degree and changing as a person anyway, each day. Like, I don't think we're the same people because obviously we know each other from uni and we've seen the changes happen to us, but we're not the same person that we were when we started, that, you know, that free, free spirited, that like, I'm going to just do whatever I want. And I have no, you know, sense of awareness and the consequences to my actions. Now we think before we do something, we're like, is this going to impact on someone else? Are we going to hurt someone's feelings? Because we're not 18, 17 anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think the main thing is as to why friendships don't work out as we grow older is because people don't like the fact that other people become woke in that friendship. There's always that one person. Yeah. It's the one person that becomes woke and leaves the group. And when one person leaves, so one by one, other people leave because they see why the other person has left.
And you know what I also think, like, in addition to that, like, another reason is that I think sometimes people are genuinely, like, horrible in the sense that I know, like, obviously I'm not going to name names, but I know people that are friends today that chat shit about each other. Or maybe one person chats shit about the other person and the other person doesn't know. And it's like, you kind of think about it and you're just like, then why are you friends? It's like, if all you have to do is complain, all you have to do is say, like, oh, this is what this person does. But what happens is that you guys are in the same friendship circle. And obviously, you're not going to, like, say to the person. And what you often see is that you say to, like, another friend in the circle. And before you know it, when there's now an issue that comes up, what might be... And where you often see this, really, is when people live together. Like one was one common trend, and I think everyone can attest to this, is in first year we all like meet, maybe we lived in the same house, or we like met at the club, or we met at uni or wherever. Then in second year, what you happen there, people now start to live together. Then in third year, they're no longer friends.
Oh my God, yeah. The way the friendship went at university was actually insane, because when we initially started university, we was a big group. And then when it came to third year, there was only like five of us. Five of us in that little circle, and the rest, we just all dispersed. And I think you remember very early on when I was at university, I kept myself to myself a lot, and I kept my circle within, like, you know, who I knew and whatever. Like, it was really small, and everyone knew that I wasn't that type of person to be, like, you know, joining gangs and stuff like that. Like, you know, the Asians being with the Asians, and, you know, like, the black people being with the black people. I was never like that. I literally meshed in with everyone. Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to...
As it should be.
Yeah, like, I don't think there's ever been an occasion where I've ever not been sociable with different, you know, ethnicities and stuff like that. Like, I've been cool with it. But I feel like when you're at university, you kind of just stick... Some people just stick to the people that they know, like, you know, Asians with Asians type of thing. And I think that's where problems happen as well. You know, when... Because Asian people, when you're friends with them, you got to be prepared for the drama that comes with it. I can't lie. And you know it very well as well. And remember what I told you when we first started So do you remember what I said to you when we was at university? I said to you, I was like, Daniel, Asian people love drama. I tried to stay away from it. Did you remember? I said that to you.
Yes, I remember.
I say it all the time. I said it all throughout university, first and second year. I was like, guys, Asian people love drama. I'm not going to be a part of it. And I tried to remove myself from that situation. But where we was a massive group, you just get drawn into it. And I'm like, why am I getting involved? I'm not doing shit all here. But you get dragged into other people's stuff, and it's not even your problem.
Oh my days. Literally. And I think, like, that's what happened when we all, like, I mentioned earlier that we had this issue at uni. And it's a case of literally someone, it's literally like the common thing that happens. Someone says something about another person, and obviously you're telling people that, like, you can't really trust, and that person tells the other person, and before you know it, everyone's dragged into it. And it's like, I remember it got so deep. This is where, like, Aki and I had the issue. There was a whole group chat made like to, like, chat shit about someone else, and I was put in it. And like I said, I typically, like, stay, like, I just keep quiet because I don't want to be involved. And that's what the issue was, because someone said something about her and I didn't say anything. I was just like, I'm not getting involved.
The
at
thing
all.
Is, I don't know how I was, like, I don't know how that happened, because I'm probably the only one that's so quiet as well. The Asian person that was quiet the most. I never said a single thing about anyone, and I still got dragged into it, and I was being portrayed as a bad person. So I don't know how that happened, but, you know.
And it's crazy, and it also shows that I think people are drawn to each other for the wrong reasons, and it always expires. Like, people, sometimes they're like, there are phases in our lives that we, like, pass through. And sometimes some people are just friends for phases, and some people are friends for life. And you have to be able to discern the difference, because today I'm all about playing football. And I'm friends with, like, guys on the football team. And it's like, when and this happened at uni, it's like I would play like every Friday, Saturday and Sunday with them. So obviously we'd be friends, but we never hung out, like, outside of football, because we just didn't have anything else in common. And that's where I feel like people should understand where, like, people lie, and they should kind of understand that, okay, you may be friends, but you may just be friends because of a specific reason that's really tangible, and it's nothing deep. And you live that way. It's when you start, like, okay, we're friends, we do this together, then you start kind of stretching it out, then you start, after a while, the friendship doesn't last, because, I mean, you just genuinely don't have anything in common. And I remember, like, trying to fit in. Like, have you ever tried to, like, fit in with a group of people that, you know, like, yeah, this is not, like, these are not people that you usually hang out with, but However, because of like maybe you just want more friends, or you just think they're really cool or whatever, like you just try your hardest to like get into that friendship group. Has that ever happened to you?
No, I'm not.
I love the straight up.
I'm not that desperate to be friends with people. I really am not. If you want to be friends with me, be friends with me. If you don't want to be friends with me, I'm not going to force it, because you know me, Daniel.
Yeah.
I'm not that type of person. If I love someone, I will really, like, you guys know, like, how I am at you guys seen me at university, and you guys seen how I am towards you guys. It's, you guys know I love you, and I don't need to even say that to you guys, but you will know when I'm not trying to be friends with someone. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like at university, I think people need to understand, when you're at university, being friends with people, you, I don't want to say it in a negative way, but you have to be friends with people. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're at university, you're there for a reason. You're there to socialize. So how me and Daniel, till this day, we still don't know how we know each other, like how we met. We just don't remember. But we just know that we're friends and that there's a lot of love. And, you know, like, if there was anything that was wrong, then I know that I can go to Daniel and Daniel can come and tell me. But our friendship, it took time for us to be the way that we are right now. It didn't happen overnight. We had to work on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, we were always around one another. We had the same friendship group. You know, you build that trust with one another and it just happens. I don't think anyone goes into a friendship, well, into getting to know someone, into thinking, yeah, I'm going to be friends with them. You just do it as just to socialize. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking to someone to be friends with them, if that's the best way to put it. Like, if I talk to someone, it's just because, like, I just want to start a conversation and, you know, how are you type thing. But how the friendship evolves later on, that's on both of us, because it takes two. You know what I mean? Like, if we didn't keep in contact, like, since you left the UK to go back to Nigeria, if we didn't have no form of communication, then that's on both of us. Do you know what I mean? We're not forcing it. We're not forcing it. But then again, that's how a friendship evolves, right? We're just going to get stronger and stronger as time gets close, like, you know, by. So I don't think you should ever go into that mindset of thinking, yeah, I'm going to start a friendship type of thing. You just have to see where it goes. Either you're friends or you're just acquaintances.
True. Yeah. You don't force it. Yeah.
You know, like at university is different, because you guys, you're going there to make friends, to be honest with you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're living on campus. Yeah. You're seeing one another every other day and you're bound to cross paths again. So it just happens. But as for now, as an adult, I really don't need to make any more friends, because I've got enough. I'm not out here to make friends.
Fam, you're preaching. You're actually preaching, honestly. Like, it's like, it's not the same, but I think it's because the environment is also not the same. It's like, you're not a uni, you're not meant to do certain things, though people still keep to themselves, but it's really different. And another thing, like I said it earlier, is that I think some people as well are just really horrible, in the sense that, why do you gossip so much about a friend? Like, why do you, like, literally, like, you're on the phone to, like, maybe another friend, chatting shit about someone, then tomorrow you go visit them. It's like, it doesn't make sense to me. If you don't like someone, like, just do not hang out with them. Like, what's the, like, do you get, like, what's the point? And you have, like, and you just, and it always comes out, like, it literally always comes out, because somebody always tells someone that will tell the other person, and before you know it, everyone knows, like, what's going on. There's a whole big, like big thing. And it's like, in line with, like, the name of the episode, Unfollowed and Unfriended, is also that I feel like people are so quick to end friendships as well, because people don't accommodate for, like, mistakes. Like, you don't allow people to make mistakes. Like, people are human, you know, like, we're all human.
I also think that, okay, cool, I agree with you, but also flip it around and put yourself in the other, like, I'm playing devil's advocate here right now, guys, so I'm trying to stir shit, but also it's got to do with the fact that also people don't take accountability for their wrongdoings and their actions. True. It works both ways. So you either take accountability for you being wrong as well. It can't just be one person trying to make a relationship work. And that's not just with friendships. That's in every single relationship there is. If you don't take accountability and of what went wrong. So just say, for example, you're in a friendship and your group of friends are not nice to you or whatever else, and they're not taking accountability for it, then you are within your means and your right to leave and not feel a certain thing, because they're not taking accountability for it. So then where do you draw a line, and where do you say, like, what, to be honest with you, how do you say enough's enough when you've let it go on for so long?
For such a long time.
Do you know what
time,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. I think when you're friends with someone for, let's just say, 10, 15 years, it's harder to leave the friendship, because you stay in that friendship, not because of the years, but the fear. It's like fear out of loyalty, you know, like that loyalty thing where you're like, I've got your back and I'm not going to let anyone chat shit about you, but it's your own group that's chatting shit about you. Make it make sense. You know what I mean? Like, you're just sitting there cracking eggs at that point, because you're just like, okay, what are you going to do? And you, like, I'm not going to lie to you, I had a friendship group where we were friends for such a long time, and I had enough, and I was waiting for the right opportunity to leave the group. And when the opportunity came, I took it and I left. And I didn't,
wow.
I didn't think about how, that. It felt great. It felt great. I'm going to be so honest with you. It felt great because I was staying in a friendship where I was not happy. I was not allowed to be my true self. I felt like I was walking around eggshells. I didn't feel comfortable and I wasn't happy. And I, because I knew these people for so many years, I stayed out of loyalty there. I didn't stay there because I wanted to stay there. I stayed there because I had to stay there, because it seemed like I was, you know, like I was used for whatever I was used for, in a way, not like used in a, like, a negative way, but like used as a sense where, like, you know, there was stability within the group type of thing.
Yeah.
But once I left that group, you know, like, it hurt. Like, even till this day, I'm not going to lie to you, like, I'm still hurt by it, because I loved them and I still love them. But I can love you from afar. I don't have to be like stuck to you, joint at the hip, to say that I love you. I don't need to do that. I can still love you from afar. And I think people are scared to leave friendship groups because of that reason. They think that, oh, well, it's not going to be the same. Well, yeah, obviously it's not going to be the same, but it doesn't mean that you can't still love that person. You can still love them, but you don't have to tolerate the shit that comes with it. Simple. It's as simple as it is. You know what I mean?
You know, friendships are very, like, I think friendships are very similar to relationships
in the sense that it's give and take. Friendships are relationships.
It's the same thing, and it's like, after a while, it's like, if you don't nurture it and if you don't take care of it, it could fail. And I think people, like, forget that's like, you actually have to put some level of effort. It might not be as much as an actual, like, romantic relationship, but you still have to put some effort. Like, you still have to check up on people. And another important thing in, like, friendships is also security. And it's like, sometimes some people's, like, some friends, right? Like, they may not, like, inherently be bad people, but they may just be shitty friends, in the sense that there's no, like, security in the friendship, and you don't know whether you can trust this person because of XYZ. And it's like, I think people say this so often, if someone can gossip to you about another person's private, like, story, then you should not trust that person. I don't think, like, it doesn't work in a way that, oh, she can tell me about this other person, but now, like, if I tell her about my, like, shit, she's not going to tell anyone else. Like, that person will definitely tell anyone else. But question, is it easier to be friends with girls or guys?
I think it's easier for me to be friends with girls than guys. I think because like, I went to an all-girls school. So I went to an all-girls school. So therefore, I don't really struggle to be friends with girls. And also, where I have worked in retail, and the sector that I work within is beauty. So I was around girls anyway. And I was at an all-girls school. And it kind of, I guess in that way, I'm used to being around girls and females. So I never find it difficult to become friends with girls, but I can see how it can be difficult for people that went to, like, a mixed school, you know, and becoming friends with girls because some girls can be bitchy and catty because there's boys there. They need to prove something to someone, whatever it could be. But I never struggled. I think it's easier to for me to become girl, like friends with girls. But with men, I don't really struggle to be friends with men, but I really don't want to be friends with men. For what? For what reason? Why am I being friends with you for? You know, like, I've got enough guy friends. I've got you lot from university. I don't need to make any more guy friends. And if you're, if I'm going to be friends with you, I'm expecting one of them to pop a question and say, are you going to marry me? You know what I mean? I'm not being friends with you for no one. Like, yeah, I'm not out here.
Oh my days, that's funny.
Either marry me or don't be my friend. That's it.
Oh my days. I have a close friend of mine that's like, she I don't think I won't say she makes it a mission, but she has a lot more guy friends than she has girlfriends, because you obviously you notice that girls can be way more bitchy. But you know what, right? I'm not even playing devil's advocate. I think guys are actually just as bad as girls. The only difference is that guys are just less dramatic. You know, guys are more likely to kind of, like, even though there's an issue, they're more likely to maybe spud, or maybe they speak about it briefly and they, like, that's it. There's no shouting match. There's no fighting in the middle of the street. Obviously, if it's really deep, then obviously sometimes it gets physical. But if like the aftermath is not as deep, but guys are kind of like, why I say they're as bad is because, like, guys also will, like, they will chat shit. But the thing with guys is that the way they say behind your back, they'll say it, like, to your face. They'll say it whilst you're, they'll say in front of everybody. And it's like, people always say, yeah, girls are really bitchy. And it's just because maybe girls would more likely, they're more likely to shout. They're more likely to be extra dramatic. But guys really are. It's like them guys at uni that once they had an issue, this guy literally just said almost snitched on his friend. Like, it was so bad because you're just like, oh my god, did this really happen? Like, is that all it took? You know, it's like Jordan and I, like, we have an argument, and Jordan now goes to, like, tell everyone, like, everything about me, and it's like, whoa. And it's like, nah, it's crazy. And that's what makes it hard to find and to form genuine friendships, because people are just inherently, like,
I feel like in every friendship there is always going to be an up and down. I don't think every good friendship is ever going to be plain sailingly, no arguments and stuff like that. Like, true. You know, I have, you know, like, my best friends, like, I have three best friends and I can count them on my fingers. Do you know what I mean? And I met two of them at high school, and I met one of them, you know, at uni, like my uni years. And I met her at work. And so, like, me and my close best friend, Maria, although we haven't known each other for, like, as long as my high school best friends, we've known each other for, what, like, 5 years now? 6 years, coming to 6 years. And the way we argue, you would think that we were like a married couple. We literally argue about anything and everything. And it's one of those type of things where, despite us arguing about whatever issue it is, we get over it and we're just like, okay, cool, whatever. But the main thing is that if we ever did have a disagreement, it's because we're both not seeing each other's point of view, or we just don't want to hear each other's point of view because we're just in our feelings or whatever it is at that point. But the main thing is that we both know it's not that deep. And you kind of, like, those kind of relationships that you have with your best friends, you form a bond with them, and you know when something's really deep and when something's not that deep, and you get over it type thing. It's not that we let people violate, like, the friendship groups, like the best friends I have right now, we don't violate one another's trust or boundaries or limits or spaces and stuff like that. We know that the way to get our point across is not to be disrespectful. You can still talk about how you're feeling and get your point across and sort it out. But I think when it comes to, like, friendship groups and stuff like that, it's a different situation, because there's so many point of views, so many opinions. Everyone has a point, like, they want to make.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see eye to eye with, like, 7-8 people, are you? You're always going to have your own opinion, and you're going to think something's right and something's wrong. It always happens, type of thing. But I think at the same time, like, it's one of those things, isn't it? Like, I can be friends with people and still carry on. Like, if for me, how I see it is that if you're wrong, you're wrong. And if you're right, you're right. Whether we're best friends or normal friends, I'm still going to tell you you're wrong if you're wrong. I'm not going to be one of those sheep that follow the crowd, like, you know, just to like fit in. I'm not here to fit in. And I mentioned it before, I'm not here to make any more friends than what I already have. Like, if our paths somehow meet and we become close, then that's a sign in itself. You know what I mean? Like, we can make a friendship, you know, like, beautiful or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But I think at the same time, sometimes some friendship can be toxic and can be and become really nasty. But I think that those friendships are mainly the ones that when you're in a group, majority of the time it's the group ones that end up like that. Single friendships, you can like talk it out. But when it comes to group friendships, it's much more harder. I think that's the case.
Yeah, because people start like picking sides and it becomes really messy. And it's like, and I feel also it's like when people like stop being friends, I feel like I feel like there are only a handful of issues that are unresolvable. But I feel some people just either just can't be bothered and people don't. And that is a good sign, because in the long run, you know that, you know, this person doesn't care enough about this friendship to come together and say, you know what, let's talk this out and let's just settle. Like, we don't have to be friends again, but let's be civil with each other. You know, let's be a case where if I see you somewhere, I can stop and just have a chat and move on. Or not even that, like, that far. You just at least say hello, then like move on. Not that we see each other, then we just walk past each other.
Yeah, it doesn't be like that though. I think like we're grown ass people now. We're adults now, you know, like we're 24, 25, 26, whatever it is, whatever age we are. When we're at an age now where we have to act maturely and get over it, and we can overcome whatever the issue is. I'm not saying that you should be bum chums again and you should be pally pally. If someone violates, they violated. But if it's to the point where you can forgive and move on, then you can. I'm not saying forget the issue. I'm saying if you can move on in a healthy way and you can say what you need to say and leave it as it is. But it depends on both sides, because there's always a case that, have you not realized in a friendship, one person wants to sort it out and the other person doesn't?
Yep.
It's always the case.
It's always that. That's always the case. Like, it's always that person that's like,
no,
that just doesn't want to. Yeah. That just shows you that, you know, just leave it and just move on.
Yeah.
You know, just leave it and move on. And ultimately, I think people need to understand that. And I think at the same time, people, I think we're just lucky, you know, to have like good people in our lives, because genuinely, because you can, it's not written on anyone's face, you know. Like, you don't know when someone's going to either snake you or say something to you, or you just have a disagreement. You never know. And I feel like people just don't chase. Like, if anyone's not, like, there are people that you naturally gravitate towards.
Yeah.
And if like the friendship doesn't feel genuine, and I think you always, sometimes you get a sense of that, you need to really like take a look at it and kind of look at it from a distance. Don't be like really insecure or whatever, but just like kind of ease into it. Don't force it. Don't immediately start telling them about, oh, all this happened in your family and that, because you never know who could leave. Because some people genuinely just have bad intentions. Like,
yeah,
it's just
bad vibes.
Honestly, bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
What do you say to bad vibes? Bad vibes. Stay far away.
Stay far away from them, man. Literally.
Honestly, but then you don't need any of that.
At the same time, honestly, you can really have some really beautiful friendships. And I'm saying that because look at us. Like, you know, our group of friends that we have right now, I feel like we've grown into such amazing people. Like, we still all have contact with one another. We all still see one another. Obviously, in your case, it's different. But we all still stay in touch with one another. And things like that can be beautiful. But then also, we have grown at our important milestones in our life, where we were young and now we're adults. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the difference that we can see. And we can also see when someone is struggling in our friendship group. But I think at the same time, it's not by force you have to stay in a group of friends that you're not comfortable with. You do not, it's really not by force. Like, you are more than welcome to leave something that no longer serves you purpose. And if you have outgrown them and now you want to feel fulfilled in another way where this group of friends is not fulfilling you. You need to be around people that encourage you, that love you for who you are, and that push you to be the best person that you should be.
Exactly.
There is nowhere in any book that it says that you have to tolerate bullying, disrespect, like narcissistic traits within groups and stuff like that, and you know, everything else that comes under the bracket of a bad friend. You don't have to deal with that. You can just leave, and that's it, and you have done your part. Either you leave and you call it a day, or you talk about it and say, this is how I feel. Are you not going to acknowledge it? No? Okay, cool, I'm still going to leave anyway.
move on.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to like, share, and comment on this.